Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 44. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Well, why wouldn't it be left to other people? Oh, you're going to get happy about this now. You have to think about this a little bit. Why is the kingdom left to other people in the earth? Because they die. Yeah, you're starting to get it. Because they get old and they die. And so the next generation inherits that kingdom and that nation. This kingdom that God's setting up is not going to be passed down generation to generation, because it's going to be us and we ain't never dying again. Didn't he say we would rule and reign with him how long?
Forever.
This kingdom of God is the everlasting kingdom. I know people might not like to hear it, but the U.S. of A. is not going to last forever. Nor any nation, nor any country that's on the face of the earth. There have been empires and kingdoms that have lasted for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and you cannot find them now. That have lasted 10 times longer than we've already been around. Right? And you can't find a trace of them now. Maybe some history in a book. And one of these days, there'll be no more U.S. of A. There'll be no more, you know, Soviet Republic. There'll be no more Republic of China. There'll be no more Great Britain. There'll be no more.
That's right. Amen.
There'll just be one.
Yeah.
One kingdom of God. And if you're not in it,
you ain't.
You ain't here.
Amen.
You're somewhere else. Right? And the only thing that'll be happening will be what? The will of God. Does that do anything for you or not? I'm getting excited about it. The only thing that'll be happening. I know some of you act like you know that that's something I'm making up or not. Finish reading this and then we go into Revelation. I think I can finish it up. In the days of these kings, the God of heaven. See, the kingdom of God is also called the kingdom of heaven. The God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom. And it'd be the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God, which shall never be destroyed. This has got to make the devil cry. This has got to make him cry, because he is the destroyer. Right? That's his thing. And he will never be able to do anything with this. Never. This cannot be destroyed. Because even you and I, who will be ruling and reigning, do you remember? We will now, at that time, be immortal, incorruptible. We can't get old. We can't wear out. We can't wear out. You'll look better after 3,000 years than you did before. And feel better too. Ooh, the kingdom. The kingdom. This kingdom shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It's his good pleasure to give it to us. And we're not dying or growing old or going anywhere, so it's just us. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Any remnants of any kingdom that ever was or ever tried to be will be swallowed up by this kingdom. Verse 45, for as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain, how? That means this is not a man's kingdom. This is not man-made. Man did not create it or have anything to do with it. This is cut out without hands. God did it. And it broke in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. Is this happening? Come on now. Are we closer to the fulfillment of this than any generation has ever been? And whose kingdom is it?
God.
It's God's kingdom, and it's His good pleasure to give it to us.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now go to Revelation. I think I can close with this. Revelation 11. Thank you, Lord, for leading us into kingdom revelation. Glory. We are here on kingdom business. The Lord gave me a song about that 20 years ago. I'm here on kingdom business. I cannot be delayed. I'm here on kingdom business. The business of the king requires haste. Right? There's much to be done before the master can come. All of His word must be fulfilled. Put your hand to the plow. Don't look back. Do it now. The business of the king requires haste.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Gave me that song 20 years ago. I'm here on kingdom business.
Yes, sir.
Is that true? Why are we breathing air? Why are we here? We are here on kingdom business. And the business of the king requires haste.
Yes.
There's a lot to be done and not much time for it to be done in.
Amen.
And the more this becomes real to us and in us, our perspective changes. We see everything with a view to its value in the kingdom.
Amen.
Right? And if it doesn't benefit the kingdom, we're not interested.
Right.
And the more focused we get on this, then God takes more interest in our time and in what we're doing. Because we want what He wants for the same reasons He wants it. Can you see that? And there comes more resources, more money, more power, more anointing, more revelation. Glory to God. Revelation 11, are you there? 11 and 15. This is going to happen like this. The seventh angel sounded. Seventh of the seven. And there were great voices in heaven. Wouldn't you like to hear those? You will. This is yet to happen. Great voices in heaven. These voices were proclaiming, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
No more republic of, or United States of, or province of, or nation of, anything else. The kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His anointed one, His Christ. And He shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. And ever. And ever, and who's going to be there? Front and center. Ruling and reigning with Him. Going to be you? Going to be me? Going to be the whole church? And we're not just going to float around on a cloud and play a harp. If you want to do that, I think you probably could. But that's not all you're going to do. There's going to be a kingdom to run. Kingdom. Global for sure and beyond. And you and I are going to be representing Him. And doing His business. Going here, going there, doing this, doing that. Why? We represent the kingdom. We're sent from the Master. And it'll be done. What will be done? His will. Say it again. Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is.
In heaven.
One of these days, the only thing that'll be happening in the new heaven and new earth is the complete will of God. That's the only thing that'll be happening. How about between now and then? Let's see how much, right? Let's see how much of the will of God we can get manifest in our lives, what we have control over, right? Turn to the back of the book. Let me remind you of what the will of God is. What a good God we serve. What a wonderful God we have. Revelation 21. 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Lots of new real estate. It is. Well, you're going to have all the people that have lived before, right? And with the one, a lot more people, a lot more real estate. That's just a thought I had. And he went on to say, verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they'll be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. We won't just be walking with Him by faith.
Amen.
We'll see. We'll be with Him. Personally. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. That includes your dog, your cat, your flower, your tree. Never again will any of your stuff die. Ever. Not one more brown leaf falling off. No more death, period.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Everlasting Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402B. That's R1402B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.